Alcohol dependence is tough to treat effectively. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Pia Steensland, associate professor in the Department of Clinical Neuroscience at Karolinska Institutet, details her research into a new treatment option.
Alcohol dependence is a chronic relapsing disorder, but the few available medications have limited clinical efficacy. Dopamine and the brain reward system is one potential treatment target due to its involvement in the development of alcohol dependence. When drinking alcohol, dopamine is released, creating euphoria. However, with repeated intoxication, adaptations occur in the brain reward system and less dopamine is released. With time, more alcohol is needed to cause intoxication, and eventually you need to maintain drinking to prevent feelings of depression. Addiction has set in. Our research focuses on a compound called OSU-6162, or OSU for short, that is developed by Nobel laureate Arvid Carlsson. In contrast to traditional dopamine compounds, OSU has mild side effects and the unique ability to increase or decrease the dopamine levels depending on the concurrent dopamine level in the brain. We have previously shown that OSU can attenuate voluntary drinking, relapse, and withdrawal symptoms in long-term drinking rats. Our recent clinical proof-of-concept study in alcohol-dependent patients shows that a two-week treatment with OSU compared to placebo attenuates the craving for alcohol after drinking one alcoholic beverage. OSU's mechanism of action is not fully understood. However, our recent animal study shows that OSU can counteract the dopamine deficit state in the brain reward system of long-term drinking rats. We therefore believe that OSU can reduce alcohol craving in dependent people by normalizing the downregulated dopamine levels. A clinical study with more patients and a longer treatment period is now needed to determine whether OSU can also attenuate drinking and prevent relapse in alcohol-dependent patients.
That was Pia Steensland of the Karolinska Institutet. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.